remember what they say. I'm happy that my brain still lives inside my head. Most of all, I think I'm happy. Happy that I ain't dead. Singing my blues, they get excited. My girlfriend just relax. All they gotta do is stick back and be happy. Happy that the whole thing is ready to blow. I'm happy that we made it through another day. When I pick up the phone, I still remember what to say. I'm happy that my brain still lives inside my head. Most of the world, I think I'm happy that I ain't dead.
Wonder Bus, go get Bob. Hey, guys. You all got your grade cards, right? Okay. What have we learned this year? Teamwork, sportsmanship, how your friends look naked. So notice your great cards are blank. Now, who better to evaluate a student's progress than the student himself?
Good morning, young people. Vice Principal Gills has some words for you, Mr. Gills.
Thanks, Principal Kelban.
Well, I suppose that you all remember the English skills test you took last month, hmm?
English?
Is that the dot to dot puzzle?
Yeah, that was it, yeah. No, I don't remember.
I'm not surprised. All of you failed. Oh. However, in accordance with the district's new policies on minimum academic proficiencies, you will all have the opportunity to retake the exam.
Oh, great. Joy, I have a boner now.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm all packed. Are you ready?
1 minute to go. Your parents have all been notified that you'll be retested after completing the mandatory course in remedial English in summer school.
What?
Look, we just finished the whole semester of school. We gotta go to summer school?
Crazy, I'm going to summer school.
My grandmother's gonna kill me.
Gills, Kelvin, I did it. Look at this puppy. 50,000 big ones. You know what this means? No summer school.
Wait a minute. You gave me your word.
That was the old word. My new one is money.
A man of your integrity would let a mere 50 grand weaken his commitment to education? I have seen lesser men win millions in the lottery, go right back to bussing tables.
They're friggin' morons! Let me out of here!
Don't look at me. You're in charge of summer school.
Leon, may I speak with you for a minute?
Sure, what can I do for you?
I need you to teach summer school Dear Dorian just quick.
Didn't you teach remedial English?
Well, yes. Quick! Left way! Stop! Oh, Mary!
Get in the car.
It's okay. Let me take the airport. I'll get a cab. Take Wonderman for you.
Shoot.
All right. Mr. Shoop. Oh, Mr. Shoop.
Congratulations. You've been chosen to teach summer school.
Ah, shoot. If only I'd known sooner. We're going to Hawaii.
May I remind you, Mr. Shoup, you're up for tenure. You want a job next year?
Oh, come on, Mr. Gills. Look, we got lays on and everything.
You'll be teaching remedial English.
Remedial English? Look, I ain't no English teacher. See? Double negative. No, I hand out basketballs, check for jockstraps. I'm, like, very challenged. No, I'm not a real teacher.
That's all right. These aren't real students. They're unmotivated, irresponsible, not too bright. They'll relate to you.
I appreciate that. No, look, the only reason I got into this whole teaching gig in the first place is to get my summers off. No, I'm afraid my answer has to be no. No, thank you?
Bottom line, Mr. Shoup, you need my recommendation for tenure.
This is blackmail.
We call it school spirit.
Kim! Have you ever seen The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, me too. And my favorite part is when Dorothy, she clicks her heels together three times and she says, "There's no place like home. There is no place like home."
Oh, shoot, I understand.
You do? You're not disappointed?
No. I'll just go by myself.
What, alone?
I'll make friends.
Oh, look, Kim, if you love me, I mean, even if you just like me a lot, you won't do this.
Shoop, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't ask you to drive me to the airport now, would I?
Guess not.
You're in room 43. Files on your students. A word to the wise, Mr. Shoup. Right off the bat, you show them who's in charge. Hmm?
Great. Who is in charge?
Very cute.
Thanks. So are you. Oh, you meant, I'm so embarrassed. But you are cute.
I'm all right. I'm Robin Bishop. I teach American history next door.
Hi. Freddie Shoup. Remedial English, right here. Everybody just calls me Shoup.
Okay. Shoup. Why am I here? Oh, thumbtacks. Can I borrow some?
Sure. You know, it's just going to get my summer bolt to work going.
Jackpot. Whole box.
Here you go. My treat.
Well, what about your bulletin board?
Oh, yeah. Give me one.
Remedial English, huh? I got it easy. I have honor students. They're here voluntarily. Can you believe it?
No.
I've seen some of your students. Very scary. You must be a good teacher.
Shucks, Robin. I don't know. Heck, inside every so-called bad kid is a good kid just waiting for someone to reach on down through the sleaze and the slime, pick him up and hose him off. I mean, who knows? If we fail with even one shot, we might be losing the next Ted Koppel.
We're the unsung heroes. We're doing God's work, and I notice you're not wearing a wedding ring.
Yeah, my mother noticed that, too.
So you're single? In love? Involved? What's the story here?
The story is that I've been seeing someone, but we just started dating, so you do what you think's right.
Okay.
I better get going.
Well, here, I'll walk you.
So you're free to see other people then, huh?
Are you asking me out?
Well, if I was, would you say yes?
Am I?
Well, I might be asking you out. You like Chinese?
I hate it.
Me too. I can't stand it. Want to go out sometime and not eat Chinese?
I might. Why don't we talk about that after school?
I'm in love again.
Pretty neat car.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The crowd goes wild.
Hey, wow.
Kevin? What happened to football, buddy?
Yeah, man. I was kicked off the team for being stupid.
All right, it's about time.
Congratulations, bud.
Hey, Jerome. Sorry I'm late.
Hey, Mr. Shoup, wow. You in this class, too?
Mm-mm. I'm teaching it.
No way! Put it on the top! Put it on the top! My good luck to put it on the top!
All right, have a seat. See who the lucky winners are. Larry, hands on my ass. Where's Larry?
Shh. He's, nocturnal.
Oh. Okay. Try to keep it down.
Francis Grimm.
Don't recall me that. The name is Chainsaw.
As in Black and Decker?
As in Texas Massacre.
Oh. Yeah, that's in here.
Isn't it? They got files.
Ham House? It says here you lack concentration. Ma'am? Hmm? Never mind. Jerome Watkins.
Computer said I failed that test. The computer made an error. I recommend this time I pass.
You're gonna do well, Jerome. I can feel it. Alan Eakian?
Present, sir.
Four brothers, two sisters, all straight A students. What are you doing here?
I assume there was some sort of a baby mix up at the hospital.
Rhonda Altobello.
Here.
You went from C's to F's. What happened?
Any other questions?
No. Denise Green.
What's that file say about me? Whatever it says, it's a lie. You want to know something about me? Ask me. I'm right here. What you want to know?
Where are my car keys?
How could I know? Does that thing say I'm a thief, too?
All right. Where are my car keys? Chainsaw?
Somewhere in this room. Right now, you're very cold. You're really cold.
I want those keys.
Oh, God, you're freezing.
Okay, I'm a fun guy. I'll play along.
Getting warmer?
You are getting hot, man.
Oh, I see smoke.
You are on fire.
Oh, you're walking on the sun. Ouch. Oh, wait. My mistake. I forgot where I put him. You're ice cold, dude.
That's not enough of this shit.
Ooh, now does that mean we can swear in class?
Shit, yes.
Hey, what's your fucking language?
What's your language?
Fart face.
I'm a friggin' car key.
The dick brain that knows.
If I knew anything, would I be in this butthole class?
Suck my loggerhead.
Damn it.
Jism head.
Yeah, good one.
One of my all-time faves.
Psychology. You give a child a license to swear, they lose all interest in it.
I certainly did.
I think you're full of bull.
It's okay, you can say bullshit in here.
I'm grateful. Mr. Shoup, I'm sure you're aware that I'm teaching next door, and this swearing bee is getting a little loud. Do you think you could all concentrate on some obscene gestures for a while? Yes. Yes, that's the idea.
I don't think she likes you.
I want my car keys.
I'm using the lavatory.
Hey!
It's worse than a gas.
I think I have to go too, Mr. Shoup.
Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. My keys!
Attaboy, Mr. Shoup.
Hey! Okay! I'm calling roll, and then I'm gonna... Where's my roll sheet?
It's somewhere in this room.
Hey, sorry about the noise. I'm really a gym teacher. I belong in a classroom.
Apology accepted. See you later.
Let's start all over. Hi, I'm Freddie Shoup.
Look, Freddie, you're a semi-charming guy and a real snappy dresser. You're just not the kind of guy I date anymore.
Yeah? What kind of guy are you dating now?
Oh, the kind who wears socks.
I got a pair somewhere. White ones. So, how about dinner? Like Italian? Mexican? Hey, maybe you'd rather cook.
I'm not having dinner with you.
Okay, lunch.
Robin.
Excuse me, just one second. Robin, not tonight. The concert starts about 8, so I thought we'd go to the beach and have a picnic, watch the sunset.
Sounds wonderful. Oh, bye-bye, Freddie.
I'll be darned. You're a heterosexual.
And a damn good one.
Good luck, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, start her up.
Okay.
Make a right, please.
These photos suck. Weddings, graduations.
Hawking came in.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's more of the redhead with a tattoo. This time he's got her making breakfast, stark, raving, naked.
Oh, Hoffman, you're so sick.
Check out this composition. Round English muffin, square butter, triangular bush. The man is an artist.
Oh. Reprints.
Hi, I'd like to sign up for Lamaze classes.
Okay, how are Tuesday nights for you and your coach?
Perfect, but I don't have a coach.
Well, what about the father?
Well, you see, that's sort of confusing. It's either David Lee Roth, who's on tour, or Sean Penn, and I'd really hate to upset Madonna.
Fill this out.
Okay, how far did we get yesterday?
You took roll.
Right. That shouldn't take as long today. Pam.
Mr. Shoup, I got a bug.
What? You just got here.
Yeah. It's a female thing.
Oh. Yeah. I understand.
Oh, man, she's going surfing.
I'm sure.
Oh, this menstruation deal? It's such a scam. Girls are so lucky.
What? Oh, we're so lucky. You didn't being on your period or some picnic in the park? Are you crazy? Well, one, you get all PMS'd out. There's no room in your professional hairbrush because you got all these damn mini pads. You are so ignorant. What can I say? This whole class is jammed with ignorance.
Yes, it is. Come in here, please. Mr. Shrew, this is our new foreign exchange student, Anna Maria Mazzarelli. And Maria is from Milan, Italy. She would like to brush up on her English skills before the class semester begins. Well, I guess I'll let you return to your rigorous pursuit of academic excellence.
Please. Anna Maria, welcome to America. You can sit wherever you want.
Looking for a seat? Want
some comfortable rest? What? There's five.
Well, now, this desk appears to be unoccupied.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Rules of grammar. Writing paragraphs. Gotta hate this stuff. Book reports. Anybody want to get out of here? Go to the library?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I am Chainsaw.
Hi, Chainsaw.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Ciao.
Well, we love Italy.
Oh, yeah.
The pizza. Mussolini.
And Tony Bennett.
The Mafia.
Yeah. Chef Boyardee.
Pinocchio.
Fellatio.
Mm.
Oh, I don't like that.
Have you ever tried it?
Sure. Chef Boyardee, spaghetti in a can. So mushy.
Anna Maria?
Si?
Have you seen the movie, Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No. It is good?
Oh, I gotta tell you, I love this film. It had passion and a plucky spirit, and the characters had integrity. Like when Leatherface went on that strict diet of human flesh, he had to cut out chicken and fish completely.
Dave, I agree with you. I'll go a step further. Sure, Leatherface. He wore a mask made out of human skin and he hung people on meat hooks. But hey, we've all got quirks. I've got them. You've got them, Dave. That's what makes this character so, so compelling. Thumbs up from me.
Same here.
To sum it up, I'm Chainsaw.
I'm Dave.
We'll see you at the movies.
Okay.
Let's go, people. I found him at Winchell's.
Yeah. We all chipped in.
Hey, Jelly. I'm touched.
This one was in the parking lot with a surfboard.
This is so humiliating.
Pam.
You know, I grew up surfing those same waves. Today was phenomenal. 3 to 4, breaking out of the south, glassy, light offshore breeze. You had to go for the ditch.
Thanks. You're very spiritual.
But the rest of you clowns...
Hey, I gotta say something. This whole thing is a joke.
There's a very valid reason for summer vacation. The human brain needs rest.
Yeah. I mean, what
are
we doing here?
Really?
Yeah. Hey, look. This wasn't my idea. I know you guys aren't exactly fired up about English, and I wouldn't know what to do if you were. But we're stuck here. We're trapped like rats. But you got any ideas?
Why don't we take some field trips?
Can we do that?
Sure, yeah, I got permission slips right here.
Okay, take these home. Have your mom or dad sign them. As soon as I get them back, I'll see what I can do. Done. Good.
Actually, my headache is gone. I can thumbs down.
Dave, I'm surprised. I found the screwdriver simply delightful. Fast corners, that third loop was a nice surprise. The line moved fast.
Oh. Is he okay?
No, Anna Maria, it appears that he's vomiting. That's a sure sign of a good ride. Thumbs up. Nico, what did you eat?
T-shirt.
Oh, I can sew that.
It's not necessary. Go away.
Nothing's necessary. I want to.
Great. I'll let you. Get him off! Get him
off! Somebody's from hell! Oh, God! Oh, I
gotta get him out of here! Get away from me!
We did this for you, Anna Maria. How'd you like it?
It's disgusting. Ugh. I love it. Wow. What is that?
A spoon latex. Keep it.
You guys.
Next field trip, it's gotta be at the beach.
You gotta see Anna Maria in a bikini. It's very important.
I understand.
My babe, she coming back home, yes, my babe, she coming back home to me. You see,
That was cruel.
That was.
You okay?
Huh?
Mrs. Again. Now, how can I help you?
Yesterday, Alan came home nauseous, sneezing, wheezing, and itching, with goat hairs on his clothes. He said he was at the museum, but I found this in his pocket.
Grandma.
Shh. Is going on throw-up rides and rubbing barnyard animals your idea of quality education?
Grandma.
Shh. Certainly not. We'll talk to Mr. Shoup about this right now.
I may have used poor judgment.
You actually used judgment. God, do you realize that if anything had happened to these kids, the lawsuits, you could have bankrupted the entire district?
And messed up your chances of being elected to the state assembly.
Yes!
Now, watch your pants. Watch this.
All you had to do was babysit some social deviants.
Some of those deviants are great kids.
I'm sure they'll grow up to be wonderful criminals.
They're as smart as you and me.
You and I.
All of us.
You're suspended until Kelban returns and officially fires you.
What?
Hey, this is your fault. You knew I couldn't teach. Goodbye, Mr. Shoup. Gills, what if I become a model teacher?
This is going to be fun. Okay. You get every kid left in your class to pass that skills test, and I'll forget about your field trips.
Done.
They all have to pass?
It's called teaching. Of course, if you don't know how to do that, then I guess you don't deserve tenure. Do you?
I'll teach.
Morning, class.
Hi.
Hey,
Oh, baby.
Hey, Mr. Shoup, what's with the threads, man? Are you getting married?
No, must be laundry day. Nothing else was clean, right?
Are you going to a funeral?
Can we come?
Please take your seats.
Where should we take them?
Sit down, Francis. From this moment forth, you people eat English, sleep English, you are English.
Oh, then pass the crumpets, old boy.
I'm not kidding around. Anyone not interested in passing that exam can leave right now.
The guy's been pretty cool. He called me Francis.
Hasta luego, Placido Domingo.
Chainsaw. Dave, wait a minute. Look. Gills is having a cow about her field trips. Unless you guys all pass that test, my job is Memorex. Anybody got any ideas here?
Get yourself some one-ads.
I don't care what your files say. You guys are not that dumb.
Well, actually, Mr. Shoup, those files are usually right on the money.
You all feel that way?
I do.
I may as well go home.
Mr. Shoup, look, we don't want you to lose your job. Think about what you're asking.
You want us to study?
The thought did cross my mind.
Well, what's in it for us? What do we get out of it?
Literacy? Oh, I'm sorry, I got this. I'd like to help. What can I do?
Give me your car.
And your house.
And your dog.
See ya.
Wait, Mr. Shoup, wait. There's room here to negotiate. What if you granted each one of us one wish?
What do you mean? Wish?
You know, like a favor? I mean, does anybody need anything?
I need somebody to work out with in case I get back on the team.
I could use a Lamaze coach. I need some driving lessons. Bad.
Okay, there's two of us. Therefore, we get two. All right, one, a party, your house, 4th of July weekend.
In Anna Maria's honor. Number two, you arrange a screening in class of the greatest movie ever made, the 1973 Tobey Hooper classic, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Now, that is also in Anna Maria's honor.
Thank you.
Diane, now, is there anything that you desire?
Oh, I don't deserve a wish. I don't take the test anyway.
She is so honest. We'll take hers. Chauffeur service for Dave and I every day to and from work.
Anne, what's your wish?
I'll tell Mr. Shoup when the time is right.
Oh. Larry? Larry, what do you want? He wants a bed. As for myself, I just want to be invited to the party.
We'll see.
Good enough. I think these are fair and reasonable requests. In return, we'll show up, we'll pay attention, and we'll even do a little homework. Is this contract acceptable to labor?
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does management agree?
You sure I'm management?
For our purposes here, yes. Do we have a binding agreement?
We got something.
All right, well, we put that baby to bed. Let's do lunch. I always wanted to see. Well, go ahead, teach.
Right.
Teach. Don't anybody move.
State announcement information, Chief.
Bergman.
Excuse me, Miss Bishop.
Mr. Shoup, shouldn't you be planning a field trip to 7-Eleven?
I really need your help. I know how you feel about me, but something really bizarre has happened to my kids. Please.
All right. If I get next door and there's a candlelight dinner, I'm calling security. Continue.
The 1970 Seabed Treaty.
Do you own that suit? What did you do? Pass out Valiums?
Uh-uh. This is a natural law.
Interesting phenomenon. What do you want from me?
How do you teach?
If you're serious, I'll help you.
Great.
Meet me after school. We'll make plans for the weekend.
For the weekend?
Yes.
Big guy. King.
The easiest thing for you to do is just base your lesson plans on the students' own experiences.
I can do that.
Your life's probably very similar.
Hardly. I'm telling you, you gotta try these Pop-Tarts.
No, thanks. I'm sticking with the chocodiles. No, anyway, the best teachers are the teachers who entertain while they teach. So you should do just fine.
You think I'm entertaining?
The children. Gotta go. Your time's up.
I know why you're helping.
Professional courtesy.
Well, you like me.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Do not.
You too.
Don't either.
Come on. Don't you like me just a little bit?
No.
Not even that much?
I like you that much.
Let's start.
Now, someone tell me why learning how to write is so critical.
It's a form of communication.
Amen. And it can get you free stuff.
Free?
Free. Write in the word free. Here's how it works. All of us have been ripped off, right? Payphone steals your money, not enough cheese on your pizza.
My shades keep falling apart.
Perfect. Now you're going to write that company a letter, and you're going to see action if your letter is clearly written, and your letter threatens to hurt their business, and is signed, forgive me, Chainsaw, Mr. Francis Grimp, president. Consumer against faulty eyewear.
You want me to lie? Okay.
Now, anyone interested in learning the correct form, please turn to page 46 in your textbook.
Shit works.
Stupid suck!
You mean I'm not cut out to be a linebacker?
No, look. You're looking at my shoulders. Don't. Focus on my waist.
Okay, my waist. All right, try it again. Go on.
That's good. Remember, I'm your teacher.
gotta serve it.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Absolutely. Mama's class, great place to meet girls.
Hey, Denise. Slide over.
Oh, no.
Is this some kind of sick, twisted joke?
Nope. Combining Denise's driving lesson with your ride to the beach. Come on, get in.
We took driver training with Denise. Call us a cab.
Get your grizzly butts in the car.
And let me drive. I'm going for my license next week.
Chainsaw, you've been drinking.
No, it's cough medicine. Check out this phlegm.
Save the phlegm. You're not driving anywhere.
I'll tell you something, and this is fact. You know why so many drunk drivers get in wrecks? Because they don't learn to drive drunk.
Fact. Alcohol kills brain cells. You lose one more, you're a talking monkey. Come on, get in. Come on! Okay, Denise, start her up. Signal left. Pull on up.
Can I call my folks and say I won't be home? Ever?
I'm not used to this car.
Make it safe. Boot out. Nice and smooth. All your best. Fine. Good.
Why'd you do that?
Car was coming.
Well, it'll happen from time to time.
Come on, Denise. You won't bother us.
We just got lapped by an old lady with a walker.
You see that space between those two cars?
Yeah.
Pull it.
You mean parallel park? Shoot, that's my weak spot.
Listen to her. I'm sober now.
That's good for today.
We live! Enough safe and sane. It's time for dumb and dangerous.
These are Mexican. You do not know what's in these babies.
As far as we know, this has never, ever been attempted.
Anna Maria, we dedicate these cantaloupe to you.
You make fruit bombs for me? Oh, that's sweet.
Melon balls coming up.
Oh, oh. Yes. Finger, finger, baby. Fire!
Larry, you're awake.
I
want to
talk to our school.
Not now, babe. I'm late. Late for what?
What's it like being pregnant?
Bizarre.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
My body is out of control. And it's big and ugly.
I think you look great.
Sure, in the dark.
How much longer?
About 5 weeks. It's gonna be amazing.
I know. You'll be a mother.
Yeah.
Indian, this party's getting weak. Do some wild. Just get your clothes off.
Why, you want everyone to go home?
You're almost done tonight. Almost. You all right?
Yeah. Come on in. Just resting up. Too much fun.
That was sewn.
Hey, thanks. It's great.
I feel so at home here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. The Grunion are running tonight. In the dead of night, under a full moon, thousands of horny little fish swim hundreds of miles to ball their brains out in the sand. So romantic. You ever do that with one of your students?
No. I swim hundreds of miles. I'm ready for a nap.
Who's that?
Oh, it's Kim. She's sort of my girlfriend.
Sort of.
Well, she's in Hawaii.
So, you're all alone, and you like young girls.
Kim's not that young. She's 21.
I'm 16. And you should consider that. Because there's, like, no difference between 21 and 16 now. But when she's 66, I'll only be 61.
And I'll be 75, and it won't matter anyway.
Yeah.
Come on, Pam. Time for more fun.
Wonderbutt! Get rid of that couch.
That is a definite fire hazard.
Definitely.
Party's over.
Oh, come on. It was just getting good. We got a fire.
Good night.
There's
one
little fire.
Wow. Miners drinking on the beach.
Hey, seriously, we never do this.
Boy, never, ever. There's our English teacher. Let's ask him. Mr. Sue. Sir, could you come here just a moment, please?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
Found these boys in possession of alcohol.
That alcohol, officer?
Oh, that's not theirs.
Huh? Whose is it?
It's mine. See, I live in that house right there, and they were just watching my stuff.
That's right. It's his.
We should have never taken those little baby sips. That was wrong.
Yeah, God, so very, very wrong.
I think they learned one hell of a lesson, officer.
Next time you boys encounter an alcoholic beverage, I hope you remember you're underage.
Yes, yeah. Sir. We will.
Of course.
Thank you. Well, we're off to do our homework.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, we should never have tried it.
It was a mistake.
That was too bad. Should have just said no.
You guys are good men.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're under arrest for contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
What?
Officer, that's not really my bike.
Is that your dog?
Yeah?
No dog on the beach. $50 fine.
He's not really my
Let's
dog.
Roll.
He just thinks he's my dog. No, really, he's a neighborhood dog. He just hangs out at my place because there's more garbage here than any place else. No, he's a scavenger. He'll eat anything. He's a beach dog. Really. Go away, beach dog.
Do you have a cell for beginners?
Hold up, okay, boy.
Come on,
Who wants gum?
Please leave your message after the beep.
Robin, it's your pal, Shoop. I can't leave my number because I'm downtown in jail.
Jail?
What, you surprised?
I got arrested in my swim trunk, so I need $50 and a pair of shoes. It's a long story.
Listen, Robin, please don't mention this to that bite in the ass, Gills.
Hey, you're an angel. Dinner, dancing, Paris, you name it.
Hello, Mr. Shoe.
Who is this?
It's the bite in the ass.
When I say bite in the ass, I mean that in the nicest possible way. Can I talk to Robin, please?
I'm afraid Robin and I are on our way out of town.
But don't worry, we'll be right over. He's still a human being, Philip.
Robin, we have a very long drive ahead of us. If we go downtown now, we'll be stuck in all that traffic. And that's okay with me, because then we'll be helping our good friend Mr. Shoop, and you won't think I'm a shit. Right?
Am I in really big trouble? A teacher arrested for contributing to the delinquency of minors?
You're not a hero. What is this?
I made a new friend. Mr. Shoop, I do hope that we can get you out of this ugly little mess. And it is ugly.
You know, Mr. Shoop's been making a lot of progress in his class, Philip.
It's true. I've been handing out assignments and the kids turn them in and everything. It's almost like school in there.
I've heard. And I'm proud. Confirms all my instincts about him. He's my boy. Robin, let's get out of here.
On our way to wine country. You kids, have fun. Those waves, wonder about. They're from Hawaii. Kim's in Hawaii. Rob is in the wine country. You know what we need? I mean, besides bread, we need a woman to appreciate what we have to offer. A woman of culture, intellect.
Those buds over here. Mama's got some software for you, baby.
Excuse me. I'm with Playgirl magazine.
Survey me later, will you? I'm trying to concentrate. Come on, baby. Come on.
Good time.
That mama's over here.
Larry! Mr. Shoop! What are you doing here? What am I doing here? You do this every night?
We have Mondays off.
Listen, man, you can't tell anybody, okay? They think I'm 21.
You were fabulous. This is from both of us.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah, but about school, Larry. I mean, I think if you could sneak in a couple hours sleep, you could catch up with the rest of the class.
Just shoot me. Think about what you're saying. I mean, if you could be 17 again, well, you knew then
what you know now.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
I hate that kid.
Who we admire most in the world and why? The person we admire most in the world is makeup artist and creature creator Rick Baker.
His wonderfully gruesome slime bladders and slobber tubes in American Werewolf in London won him a richly deserved Oscar. That is why we admire makeup artist and creature creator Rick Baker very, 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 very,
very, very, very, very, very,
very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very,
very, very, very, very, very much. 100 words on the nose.
You can if you want.
It is not easy to pick the person I admire most. I admire people for different reasons. The way they serve, or teach English from the heart, or help the homeless. To pick one person is so unfair to everyone else. Isn't there enough pain in the world?
Since there's no one I admire most,
This is about a person I admire least. My ex-boyfriend, Andre. If he ever tells you he broke up with me first, he's a lying dog, because I definitely told him to get out of my face first. You know I can tell when he's lying? His lips move. I'm serious. He's so in love with himself, he ought to be dating a mirror. Where he walks around in skin-tight leather pants thinking he's Rick James' little brother or something. Give the world a break.
Thanks. Can I have your paper?
No.
No?
Well, I had to memorize my essay due to the fact that I was mugged by a gang looking for money and homework.
That happens.
Okay, gang. Mark your calendars. Field trip next Monday.
Where are we going?
Cockfights?
Courthouse. Your teacher was arrested for giving vodka to some kids. You and Dave won't want to miss it.
You went to jail for us?
On roller skates.
Thanks, man.
What are you doing here?
Remember I said I'd tell you my wish when the time was right? It's right.
Your wish is to move in with me?
I'm a great cook.
Uh-huh.
I won't get in your way.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You know we connect.
Pam, look, my place is very small.
It's perfect. Look, Tommy... my brother. He had another kid, and Angela, she's his wife, she wants to move the twins back into Gail's room and then put Sally in the den, which means I lose the couch.
Yeah, well, my couch is real barbecue.
The floor is fine. Mr. Shoop, everybody else got their wish.
Okay, Pam. If I let you stay here, it's only temporary until you find another place, okay? Who are you talking to?
This is Tommy and Angela.
Hi.
And Gail. Hi. And Sally and Sly and the twins, Chuck and Bob, and Tommy Jr. This is Mr. Shoop.
How you doing? You scream so well. Oh, don't be a wuss.
No.
Shut up.
Run, run.
Larry, wake up, you're missing this.
Larry's not missing a thing.
I'm sorry. There
he is.
Oh, no! That's not a real person. It's a stunt man. Okay, now this right here isn't going to bother him because he's insane, okay?
Good Lord. What are you watching?
Do the dance for me, baby.
New film from the district. Safe use of power tools.
Special delivery. I don't want to know what this is, do I?
No, probably not.
Oh, my. Wonder,
what do you think of that, Anna Maria?
God, it was really American.
American, yes. It's an American masterpiece. It's talk about gutsy endings. The girl gets away, and our hero Leatherface, he chainsaws his own legs. Two thumbs up.
Make that four for Gore.
Listen up, I want to read you something. Dear Mr. Francis Grimp, thank you for informing us of your problem with our cool dude sunglasses.
It worked.
Please accept this assortment of cool dudes with our compliments.
All right, it's Christmas time.
Sure.
Three glasses.
Are these free?
Yes.
We know you'll find them well constructed. And we hope your organization will see no need to proceed with its boycott. Sincerely, Wayne Appleton, President, Cool Dude Inc.
All right, power of the pen.
Hey, thanks, James Bob.
Thank you. Man, you think you can help me with my letter? You know, make it sound official.
Sure, Denise. You want to give it to me?
Tonight's the homework. Write a review of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
Wait,
Rhonda? If you're not doing anything tomorrow night, I thought maybe we could do something.
Oh, I have a Lamaze class tomorrow night. Do you want to go with me?
What about Mr. Shoup?
Oh, he won't care. I mean, if you don't mind being my coach.
I wouldn't mind at all.
Great. Great.
Zeke?
Mr. Shoup. You should see this, but you can't let Denise know I showed you. Okay?
Okay.
Shoup.
Huh?
This girl's dyslexic.
What are you talking about? It's not in her file.
This is serious. You gotta get her some help.
Well, how could she get this far without anybody finding out?
She slipped through the system.
What happens when she gets out in the real world?
Wait a minute. Is this the same guy that took his English class to the petting zoo?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get those kids to work?
Bribed them. What would it take to get you to have dinner with me tonight?
That would be very expensive. I'm having dinner with Gills.
Big Phil again, huh? Come on, Robin, be honest. Isn't he a bite in the ass?
No, he's not a bite in the ass. He happens to be very articulate, cultured, extraordinarily tidy.
Mm-hmm. Tall, dark, and tidy. That's a magic combination. Not in love with him, are you?
None of your business.
Sure it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. You tell me you love him, I'll stop asking you out.
How am I going to tell you I love him when it's all so new?
Ha! I knew it! See, Robin, he is not the guy for you. You need an intelligent, sensitive man who can skate.
Do you know such a guy?
Oh, they're hard to find. But now that I know what you're looking for, I'll keep my eye out.
Would you?
Looking good, Denise. Good luck.
Sir, you are really going to earn your money today.
Francis Brent.
Call me Chainsaw.
You're up next.
Hold on a sec. Dad's late. He's so irresponsible. I said, Dad, 3 o'clock sharp. But no, it's just in one ear, out the other. I need your car.
You want to use my car?
Jeez, I'm under adult supervision.
Chainsaw, you take your test, and you bring my car right back here to me.
You make me proud to be an American. Dave, kiss this man. You, come with me. No, no, you stay there. I'll bring the car to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You back this up, I'm taking a test, all right? Just move all the way back.
What'd I do?
Don't worry about me. See those cars on the right? Go ahead and park in between.
What do you mean? You mean trailer park?
Something wrong?
No, nothing.
Freeway?
I think we'll just stay in the neighborhood.
Mr. Grepp, why are you driving with only one hand?
Oh, this hand's got to be free to put around the babes. What, are you marking me out just because I'm doing that?
Watch the dip!
Don't you ever, ever yell at the driver, do you hear me? Where are you going?
Back. The test is over.
No way! It's your fault! This is bullshit! Come on! I stayed sober for this! You can't do this! Come back, you dumb dildo! Wait, no! You're not a dildo! I was joking! That was a joke! Come on, Rico, one more chance! Wait,
You lost points for driving too slow and not accepting the right of way.
Failed again?
70 is passing. 72.
I passed.
You passed.
I passed! No, I passed! I passed!
I'm proud of you. Congratulations, Denise.
Oh, man, I couldn't have done it without you, really.
Now, come on, you drove the car.
Well, look, I owe you one, all right?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell you something you can do for me.
What?
Get some help with your reading?
Man.
Listen, Denise, what you have is a learning disorder called dyslexia. You need to retrain your brain to deal with information in a new way. There's a specialist who'll help you after school.
Look, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you are. But you could be doing so much better. But that's up to you. Hey. Think about it, okay?
Okay, free the bell. Free developing. Come on, what more could you want?
Here.
My dad's a butcher. You like veal cutlet from Minnesota? Milk fed.
Manicotti. Perfect timing. Why don't you start on the cheese and crackers?
Yeah, it's open.
Hi.
Hey.
I just brought this Ray Bradbury book. Maybe I should come back later.
Why?
Hi, Miss Bishop.
Hi.
Oh, Robin, Pam House, one of my students. Pam? Robin Bishop.
Hi.
Hi, Pam.
Freddie, I really didn't make enough for three. If you're planning on inviting company for dinner, I wish you'd call and let me know.
No, he wasn't. Actually, I just stopped by to help him with this lesson. But we can do that in the morning.
Oh, morning's much better. I'll make French toast for the three of us. Do you like French toast?
I bet she makes great French toast.
I actually meant morning at school.
Oh, fine.
It's nice to meet you, Pam.
You too.
Robin.
I know this is none of my business, but what the hell is going on in there?
There's nothing going on in there. Remember those bribes? Well, Pam needed a place to stay.
How long has she been here?
A couple of days. Look, my laundry's never smelled so good. Here, take a whiff.
Oh, I'm sure it's April Fresh. I just hope having a maid is worth the damage you could do to that young girl. See you tomorrow. Alrighty.
Great.
French or Italian?
French.
I knew it.
Pam, we gotta talk.
Sure, what's up?
I think you are a great girl.
And I think you're a great guy.
God, this is hard.
Freddie, go ahead. You can tell me anything.
You know how when you're on your board and you see the perfect wave rolling in and you think you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Only something happens and you don't get it. I mean, the key to the whole thing is timing. If you're even a little out of sync, you're grim, you're blowing the barrel, you're seaweed. But then you look outside and you see an even more perfect wave than the first perfect wave, and that's the one you catch. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Surfing metaphors. You're the perfect wave and I'm seaweed. And if you want me out of your house, just say it.
No, I'm not the perfect wave. It's not just that I want you out of my house.
No, you want me out of your life.
Pam, look, I'm your teacher.
No. Look, anytime one person lets himself care deeply about another person, that person runs a risk of being rejected and destroyed. I'll go get my things.
No, wait a minute. Look, you cooked dinner. It looks beautiful. Let's sit down, eat.
Just food.
Okay, I'm gonna collect your book reports. Then we are on our way to court. Homework, Pam?
You expect me to relate to the written word after the hell you put me through? Talk about shallow. I stepped in deeper puddles.
You're excused. Mr. Shu, don't you all mind?
Larry, you're awake. With homework. What's wrong with you?
I got fired. They found out my real age.
Hey, I didn't say a word.
No, it's all right. My mom came to a show.
Your mother?
It was a nightmare. And before she knew who I was, she put $5 in my G-string. And then my Aunt Edna, she kisses me. With tongue. And rips off my mask. And Mom freaked out. She made me put on her coat.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry. I'm at my sexual peak. Once a guy hits 18, it's all downhill.
But it's a lovely ride.
Mr. Shoup, why did you tell the arresting officers that the vodka found in the possession of Mr. Gremp and Mr. Frazier belonged to you?
Your Honor, I was trying to keep a couple of my students out of trouble. David and Francis have enough problems as it is.
It's true, Your Honor.
Our lives are a mess.
Guys, don't help.
Where did you young men obtain the vodka in question?
From Murray.
Who's Murray?
You know Murray. Everybody knows Murray. From, Murray's Liquor.
Didn't this Murray ask to see proof of age?
Well, I come up pretty mature.
Did you show him proof of age or not?
Yeah, I guess I did.
May I see it, please?
I'd rather you didn't.
I'd rather I did. You were a black Marine in 1968?
Yeah, Vietnam. A war puts a man through many, many changes.
Young man, the possession of false identification and of alcohol by a minor are serious crimes. You've just confessed to both of them.
I didn't mean to.
However, since the arresting officers let you off with a warning, I'll probably do the same.
Is this guy bitching or what?
Now, Mr. Shoup.
Your Honor. My name is Robin Elizabeth Bishop, and I'm also in the faculty with a defendant. I submit that this man went to jail for his students. Very few teachers ever exhibit that degree of dedication. Therefore, Your Honor, I move that...
Don't move, Miss Bishop. You're out of order. And you're also correct. Mr. Shoup, these charges will be dropped. Case dismissed.
All right! All right! Let's go!
Shoup! Let me tell you something. The judge may have bought that dedicated teacher crap. The fact remains that you covered up, thereby condoning student drinking. I am filing a report for Kelban with the entire story. Face it, those kids' test scores aren't going to save you, because they're losers just like you. Hi. I was just congratulating our good friend, Mr. Shoup. Now, about lunch, sweetheart.
Tell you what, sweetheart. Why don't you go ahead, order two lunches, and eat them yourself? One for each face.
Okay. Today we take a practice test. 10 points each of your weak spots. Then we work a couple hours after school to really straighten them out.
Whoa, wait. Practice test, extra class time? That wasn't in the contract. Eke and get him.
Hey, the test is in 2 weeks. You all need the extra work.
And I'm afraid we're going to need some extra incentive.
Yeah, like a party with a band.
I'll give you some wheels, bad.
And get me a job, man, doing stripograms. I don't believe this greed.
Believe it, man. I need a houseboy.
It's a simple matter of renegotiating our contracts.
Renegotiate? Who do you think you are, Teamsters?
Yeah, Teamsters. Strike!
Strike! Look, for the past 4 weeks, I have given up all of my free time. Had my body used for a tackling dummy, my house trashed, my couch set on fire, my goldfish murdered, my butt thrown in jail, and my car wrecked. All I'm asking for is a little extra effort. You know what's sad is you guys could all pass that test. But you're just so happy being failures that you just don't know... Why am I doing this? Tell you what. You guys drop out and be illiterate. I'm going to Hawaii and be tan. Had a cow. Hey. Thanks for the help. Good luck.
Where are you going?
To quit.
You can't quit.
Sure I can. I never got through to anybody.
Oh, that's not true. Those kids were learning. You're not a quitter.
Yes, I am.
How can you say that? I've turned you down for dinner at least a dozen times in the last 4 weeks. You haven't quit mugging me.
Want to go out to dinner tonight?
Can't.
See? Everybody take a seat. You, in the cot, out of bed.
Where's Mr. Shoup?
Mr. Shoup has tendered his resignation. Now sit down. Would someone tell me what Mr. Shoup had planned for today?
Yes. Group sex? No, that's tomorrow. Today is independent study, right after our mid-morning nap.
Don't think you can pull this BS with me. I want to see everybody take the textbooks out and turn to chapter, 7. Read it again. Who's making that noise?
What noise? I don't hear any noise. What, you got dog ears?
Chainsaw, stop doing that.
Stop doing what? You know, I hear it too, and it's very annoying. I wish you'd find the hooligan that's responsible, because I am trying to read chapter 7 again. Mr. Jones, I just cannot study. I'm going to the library.
Chainsaw, sit down. You people can hum till your lips fall off. I could care less. Wait a minute, you're not dismissed. Now, I promise you, you people act like psychopaths tomorrow, and you will be sorry.
Ooh, we will be sorry. Mr. Gill sure does know his child psychology.
So, Miss Cure, I just wanted to let you know that the children are a little hyperactive, but I'm sure that you'll enjoy their joie de vivre.
Well, so far, I've only subbed at grammar school, so this should be a nice change.
Don't go in there without a gun. It's terrible.
Is this my classroom?
Yes, it is.
Whose blood is that? Is that your blood?
No!
Ready for high school.
Why'd she leave? Does she like us?
Where's her sense of humor? I have seen some sick things before. But this is
devilishly clever.
Vomitous!
Thank you. We take a lot of pride in our work.
Look, we want Shoup back.
Why would Shoup want to come back? So Kelvin can fire him?
He might surprise you. We did today.
And we've got more for tomorrow.
We have a deal?
Why
Underbuck, I do not want to play. Not now. I'm busy.
Tough day at school.
We've been torturing Gil.
Yeah, he said you could have your job back.
Now, why would I want my job back?
You made a life of sailing. Got a radio, blanket, beach chair, dark glasses, dog. Why would I want to go back to you guys?
How about we can't pass that test without you?
Man, Chainsaw, we've been sober for 2 days, 4 hours, and 15 minutes.
No kidding?
Swear to God. Reality is so unreal. But it is a nice change.
True. Thumbs up.
I think you should know that you were made and outgrown you. But I do want to be friends, if you can handle it.
It's you. I'm seeing that reading specialist this afternoon, too.
Look, study in school, after school, whatever it takes. We need a teacher. What do you say, Mr. Shu?
Please.
How can I say no to these cute little faces?
Come on, you've been here 12 hours. I want you to go home, forget about this test, get a good night's sleep. I'll see you tomorrow, 8 a.m., the lecture hall. Hey, trust me, come on, you're going to kick ass and take names. Believe it.
Are we really that ready?
Ready? What time's the test tomorrow?
8 a.m.
You see? The correct answer is do not stop. Now go on, get out of here, all of you. Before the college recruiters show up and try to drag you all off to Harvard. Hey, I mean it. Wonderman, look, I found Bob.
Oh, get it.
Morning, Mom.
Morning, sweetheart.
Morning, Dad.
How do you want your eggs, honey? Fried, scrambled?
I don't know. What are eggs?
I'll surprise you.
How do you spell cat?
I don't know!
Honey, what's wrong?
I don't know what's wrong. Everything's blank! I don't know anything! I don't know anything! I don't know anything!
Teresa! Teresa! Are you all right?
I had a nightmare.
About what?
I don't know.
Great day for a test, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Shu.
An apple.
For the teacher. Give him hell.
Hey, we're testing it here.
I know, I'm in your class.
I remember you. Where you been?
Bathroom.
6 weeks?
My zipper got stuck.
Do not open the test booklets until you are told to do so. Using a number 2 pencil, take your answer sheet and fill in your name. Last name first name second, middle initial last on the first line. Do this now.
This officer is here to see that there is no cheating.
This officer is here to see that there is no cheating.
Festival of screw-ups and their king.
Mr. Gills extends his warmest personal regards and best wishes.
Thanks for coming, man.
Okay, break the seals on your test booklets now and turn to the section titled Reading Vocabulary. You will have 20 minutes to complete this section. Everybody ready?
No! Tension breaker had to be done.
Anybody else? Good luck, gang. Ready? Begin. Sorry.
Forget about the douche.
And 20 more seconds.
20 seconds.
Stop. That's us down.
C.
Stop him!
Just stay seated until Anna Maria has a chance to pick up her test sheets.
Miss Mazzarelli, may I have those tests after you finish collecting them, please?
Yeah, Kim.
Can Rhonda be excused? She's having a baby.
She's having a baby?
I want to see this.
Calm down. Everybody just stay in your seats. Don't drop it. Don't come here at all.
Because I want to finish my test.
What do you need? A hot water ride? All we need is a hospital.
Well, what can I do?
Get out of my way.
I can do that.
Carmine, get out of my way. Get the door.
Save the umbilical cord.
And the afterbirth if it's convenient.
Good thinking.
Come on, easy. This way. Watch out.
You look terrific.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling pretty good.
That's great.
The baby is healthy and happy. And my coach was incredible.
Yeah, well, I couldn't have done it without you.
No cord, huh?
Hey, when do we get to see the little whippersnapper?
Rhonda, don't let those two near the baby, please.
Well, it won't be a problem. I'm giving it for adoption. She's going to a really good home.
Nice.
I'm not ready to be a mom.
Mr. Shu.
Ciao.
Ciao, gang. How's it going?
Okay. All right.
Bad news?
Gil says he's mailing you your scores.
We failed.
You just said the average grade was below passing.
So we failed.
Hey, you didn't fail. I failed.
Field trips to the beach, a bed in your classroom, drinking at the beach, a screening of Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1. Quite a summer, Mr. Shu.
I tried to keep it interesting.
I have his dismissal ready for your signature, sir.
Before I sign anything, I understand there are some people waiting to speak in Mr. Shute's behalf.
Really?
Come in.
Mr. Kilburn, you're not actually going to listen to these delinquents.
No. I'm going to listen to their parents.
Come on.
I'm Principal Kilburn. Is there a spokesperson here?
I guess I am. I'm Howard Grimp.
Your chainsaw's father. Interesting boy.
No, you can say it. He's a lunatic.
Dad.
No, 6 weeks ago, I thought he had the IQ of a salad bar. His only interest in life is to make people sick. I mean, if my mother came to dinner, he would give the dog a third eye or an extra leg. Because of him, we stopped having kids. I mean, you can imagine the feeling when I saw him studying. The wife and I almost burst into tears.
David was doing his homework, too.
It makes sense. They share the same brain.
Not only did Mr. Shute get my daughter to read, he taught her to drive.
He showed Kevin there's more to life than just football. I'm not sure I agree, but it's possible.
This man should not be teaching. Proof is right here in these test results. Look for yourself, Mr. Shute. Passing is 70. Average score here was 63. They failed.
That is not true, Mr. Gills.
You mean we passed?
Well, no, not all of you. But that's not what's important here. Larry, went from an 18 to a 51.
Oh, if I'd only seen you strip a week sooner. Oh, you.
Mom, my hair.
Rhonda, from a 29 to a 43, and she gave birth.
Oh, isn't childbirth grounds for makeup tests?
It always has been.
This woman thing never fails.
Ikian, a 51 to a 74.
I passed. Oh, I am an Ikian, Grams.
All right, Iker. Denise, no previous test score because you ditched every test, but a 38.
Honey, that's terrific.
We'll get him next time.
Kevin.
Yeah.
From a 48 to a 75.
Now, I'm back on the team!
Yeah!
9. Monster comeback. And Dave, from a 26 to a 70. I passed.
You made it.
You passed. Ooh. You passed and I failed, you asshole. How could you do that to me?
It was an accident. Take it again. I can fail. I know it.
And Pam went from a 53 to an 82.
Whoa. Yeah. Was that the highest?
Well, almost. I mean, that guy who spent 6 weeks in the bathroom got a 91. But look, there's more going on here than test scores and grades. You all worked hard and you improved.
Yeah, that's very nice, Mr. Shoup. The point is, we are here to discuss Mr. Shoup's flagrant violation of school policy.
Hold it, Gills. According to my numbers, the average scores here increased from 28 to 63. Now, that's 125% improvement. Now, that's teaching. Mr. Shoup, I'm granting you tenure.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen!
Last time I asked. I promise. Will you have dinner with me?
I'll think about it. Can I use some of that lip stuff?
We can have dinner tonight?
I didn't say that. We'll just talk about it over breakfast.
Catch him in a two-time.